countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Follow our new Weanling Watch series for expert analysis and commentary from thousands of cattle sales weekly.
Earlier this week, Brendan Kennelly passed away, and you put up a tweet, Hannah, because there is a connection there.
There is. I mean, and it's a lot. It's a very moving connection. So, like I mentioned, my mother became pregnant when she was in university in Trinity, and she was only 19 years old, and she overheard some girls making fun of her and the fact that she was pregnant. A teen pregnancy, especially back then in the 80s, it was a big thing. And she was crying, and she was crying in a corner of the arts building. And her lecturer, Brendan Kennelly, came along and found her. And he said, "Oh, come on, come on, I'll come into the rooms and I'll make you a cup of tea." And he said, "You know, what name have you chosen for the baby?" And she said, "Oh, if it's a girl, it's going to be Hannah." And he's like, "Oh, gosh, that's a beautiful name." And it meant so much to her. And it was funny because years later, I went to Trinity and I had rooms on campus, and his rooms were above mine. And I used to carry his shopping upstairs. So it's kind of amazing connection. And he was just such a warm-hearted man. And it was a small act of kindness, but it meant so much to my mother at the time.
Begin. Begin again. To the summoning birds, to the sight of light at the window. Begin to the roar of morning traffic all along Pembroke Road. Every beginning is a promise, born in light and dying in dark. Determination and exultation of springtime flowering the way to work. Begin to the pageant of queuing girls, the arrogant loneliness of swans in the canal, bridges linking the past and future, old friends passing, though with us still. Begin to the loneliness that cannot end, since it, perhaps, is what makes us begin. Begin to wonder at unknown faces, at crying birds in the sudden rain, at branches stark in the willing sunlight, at seagulls foraging for bread, at couples sharing a sunny secret, alone together, while making good, though we live in a world that dreams of ending, that always seems about to give in. Something that will not acknowledge conclusion insists that we forever begin."